Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Dr. Jean Marie Farish, and I am delighted to have Christina Dam with us today. Christina is a world-renowned hypnotherapist, counselor, addiction treatment specialist, NLP trainer, and motivator who has proactively helped thousands of people over the years. She specializes in an array of effective healing therapies and is the founder of the biggest spiritual center in Los Angeles known as Liberate Yourself. Her main focus is transformation, thus helping people become their best selves. And Christina is the author of the number one international best-selling book, Liberate Yourself, How to Accept Your Past, Let Go of Judgment, and Live the Life of Your Dream. Christina, welcome, and thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Such an introduction, too. Thank you.
Christina, can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to your passion and purpose?
Let's see. Well, I think that a passion and a purpose is something that's been instilled in people. Sometimes people find it or they activate that later in life, and sometimes it's just this knowing from even a young age. And I think that I was always one of those kids growing up that I always wanted to help more, do more, see how I could improve, whether it was our school or different organizations and extracurricular organizations within schools, from being presidents of certain bodies to being vice president and doing all these other things, but also like helping individuals. So then when I left Wisconsin and I continued, and I always knew that I wanted to study psychology, understanding how people work. So I did that. And then I worked on my master's for that. And along the way, I found hypnotherapy and this fast, easy approach for change with reprogramming the unconscious. And then I became fascinated more so of how the brain works and how some people change and how others don't. And what is the number one problem that people have that causes depression or other inabilities in their life? And it's the inability to be their self. And so I went through NLP trainings and all these other different things to like grab a whole bunch of tools to really help people find that ability to be free and be their self, hence liberate.
Yes, that's wonderful how you really aligned yourself with your desire to help others, because there's so many people are struggling and looking for breakthroughs, and you really use your passion and purpose to help people really get back on their path to transformation and transforming their lives for the betterment of themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just, we have this life, maybe whatever somebody's belief system is, maybe we have many lives, but whatever it is, this is the moment that we have now. And the planet, the world, people, societies, there's so much suffering going on. And if we can start with helping people just be free and find that happiness, there's that saying, hurt people, but also happy people and people that are fulfilled in their life, they go on to continue to light other torches, right? And so even if it's just a few individuals change and transform, they create a ripple effect. And it's the time. I mean, we don't want to spend our life, whatever that is. You know, I say, do you have 30 good years left or you have 60 good years left? That's only 10 to 20,000 days when you really think about it. And do you want to waste those days? Most people won't think that 10,000 days is a lot of days. But we do waste them. We waste them on artificial beliefs, on scars and wounds that hold us back, instead of allowing ourselves to embrace who we truly are and allow that true self-expression to be seen, felt, and heard.
Absolutely. That's so profound. Well, Christina, when did you start writing?
Well, I started writing, actually. I started working on different TV and film projects, so that's my other kind of thing. And so it was my first challenge was trying to co-write a script, right? And I wasn't much of a writer, so that really, you know, that. And then I was like, okay, well, if I can do that, I can write a book, right?
Yes.
So then that happened.
Well, that's incredible. Using your skills and moving it to another level for writing, that's incredible. And I'm sure that's inspiring for listeners who are just beginning or progressing on their writing journey as they look at perhaps skills that they have that they can really turn into writing projects.
Well, and I would say to that, if anybody's like working on that and wanting to activate that in their self, it's like everybody has to start somewhere. And there's different people, you know, there's probably people that will love my book and other people that might be critics of it. But I mean, if you remove the judgment and you allow what is inside of you to come out, whether that is fiction or nonfiction or whatever you're trying to get across, it's like you're doing this to be an expression or to let something out and also go through the process. Just like music, there's different genres and there's different things. And even within a certain genre, people that love that, they might like certain songs and hate the others, and it's okay. That's why we have this diversity. And, you know, it's about you're doing it for you and for maybe the impact that you hope that it will have on others, but to not get lost in so much of the semantics and having it be perfect, because you're always going to continue to improve. I'm sure my next book will be 10 times better than this one just because I went through the process. I know it now. That's like life. You make a new recipe and you taste it. It could be good and you hit it out of the park, but you could be like, maybe this needs more salt next time, or I'm going to cook the chicken slower, or I'm going to do this or whatever. And you keep on finding ways to ever improve.
So true, Christina. And as you say, liberate yourself. And that takes the courage to step forward.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I mean, it takes courage to be yourself because you have to let go of the worry about judgment. I mean, that's one of the biggest things. And so, I mean, we're factual beings in nature, right? So we care. It's a kind of part of our DNA and our genes that we care what others think because we want to be included. We want to be in the pack, right? But then in the same sense, sometimes that overcaring and that restrictions of you're living through somebody else's lens and judgments instead of being free. So it takes that courage. It takes the ability to trust and believe in yourself to allow yourself to take those steps to liberate yourself.
Well said. That's so important. Well, Christina, tell us what inspires you to create and write?
Well, the biggest thing that inspires me is people all around. I have stories and I see transformation. And for this book, I wanted to give people outside of maybe who sees me on a one-on-one basis or what groups or things that I've been able to touch with direct energy for it to be in reach of a larger audience. And if just a few extra people outside of who's in my sphere can be touched by this and have the ability to change their life and to think differently and have this massive paradigm shift, well, then it's worth it. And so I think that we're at this point in society and the world that there needs to be some massive change, and it's time for people to step forward to help in whatever way that is for them.
Indeed. And you're using your effective tools and techniques that you've mastered over the years to really initiate the healing and transformation that's so much needed today. And thanks for sharing your interest and desire to really help people and move them forward in their lives.
Thank you. All these tools and things, I mean, it's what I found to be effective, and I'm sure I'll find more and more other effective ways. This works, and this has worked for thousands of people that I've worked with on a one-on-one or group basis, and I hope that it can work and is effective for people that read it and have that transformation. But there's always new tools being created, so, you know,
yes.
Just like computers keep on getting faster.
Yes, yes. Well, Christina, did you have any challenges in your writing, and if so, how did you really overcome them?
I would say my biggest challenge was crossing the finish line. It was actually quite easy for me to get the book done, but it wasn't easy for me to get it finished, if that makes sense. So I sat on wondering, it was done, it was written, I even had an artist do illustrations for it, and then to get that final edit and then to get it into actual print, oh my God, the procrastination, the whatever I had to look at, and I said, okay, I need to kind of do this process on myself again, because where am I sitting that there's something, and then the basis of my book is looking at how there's a traumatic event. It doesn't have to be super traumatic, but traumatic in the way that you take it that creates this core issue for you that creates these filters that is how you see the world and how you see your life, right? And it prevents us and it holds us back from a lot of the things that we truly want. And so I had to relook at and say, hey, where is my core issue kind of showing up in here? And maybe is there some elements of that I still need to heal in this so that I can really allow this book to get out there instead of just getting through the process of it and writing it all.
Yes, Christina, that's so encouraging for our listeners, crossing the finish line. You do all the work, and then here it's time to get everything finalized, and you're procrastinating. And I think that's absolutely profound and encouraging for our listeners, because so many people have that self-judgment and that self-critic that inhibits progress.
Yeah, absolutely. They might have a fear of success. They might feel that they're not important enough. They might not feel like they're good enough. They might feel whatever it is, but there's a reason for it. One of the things besides like maybe healing your core issue is also to increase your why, right? Because the bigger the motivation, the easier it is to do, right? Oftentimes we probably have somebody that we'll go out of our way to help or do something for, but if it's for ourselves, we might not take that same action. So if some people are sitting in there and sitting and listening today, it's like wherever you're stuck, are you stuck in the planning process? Are you worried that you're not sure exactly how the chapters should flow or whatever the case may be? Are you stuck on a certain chapter or you're rewriting something, or maybe you are like me and you can't get across the finish line? If you make your why bigger, and bigger and meaningful, it can't be so abstract, it will start to pull you forward because you will do more for others than you will do for yourself. And so that's kind of a little trick for anything in life. It can be for writing. You can apply that to anything if you can just shift that motivation.
Yes, I just love that. The bigger the motivation, the easier to do. That's really great. That's really great. Christina, can you share some of your favorite tips?
Well, one of my favorite tips for writing, and then this can apply for life, is that we are creatures of habit, and our patterns are really ingrained in us, but it doesn't mean that they can't change. And that by taking a step of, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it doesn't feel good, like to just get started and create a habit of it. So if it's like for writing, if it's you're having a hard time getting going, maybe it's just that you sit down at the same time every day and you write for 15, 30 minutes. It doesn't matter what you're writing about. It might not even be the book or the project that you're working on. It's just, hey, write. And then the more that you do that, pretty soon it becomes part of your daily routine. And when something becomes part of just who you are, it becomes so much easier to do, right? I mean, you can think about that like with working out. Sometimes people have a hard time getting started, but people that work out regularly, it's like they can't not work out. Or maybe you start a new job and you have to wake up earlier, and it's really hard, but it's only really hard for the first couple of weeks, and then pretty soon you might find yourself waking up before the alarm. There's these patterns that get created, and just because something is now doesn't mean that that has to be how it's going to be, right? And so that's one of the biggest tricks is, like, what can you do to create powerful patterns that are going to set you up for success and achieve the results that you're seeking?
That's very encouraging. Because being self-disciplined is so important to get the job done, and you're highlighting how you can really be focused on creating new habits for yourself.
Yeah, because habits become patterns, and patterns become identity.
Yes, yes. Well, Christina, can you tell us a little bit about your book and what really inspired you to put your knowledge and wisdom in book form?
My book is meant to be a super easy kind of self-help book, but not long and long-winded. This is simple and to the point of getting you results. 9 chapters takes you through understanding how your brain is wired, why you are the way that you are, so that you can understand that it's programming. It's really, if we look at our mind and our life like a computer, it's programming and it can be reprogrammed. But then we seek to understand what the biggest programming effect is, and I call that your core issue. And then it's going through a process of really understanding perception and getting you to a point of acceptance and looking at elements of judgment, and then stepping into this powerful being the new beginner or wherever you're at so that you can start to create what your true heart's desire is. And so it's really about like unpeeling like layers of the onion of yourself and saying, hey, what is really going on at the core of me that is responsible for creating the life that I have? And do I want the life that I have? Do I want certain components of it? Or do I want completely different or to keep some and to change the rest, right? And yes. It takes people into this empowerment that they get to be the narrators. They get to be the writer of their own life. The reason why I did that is I'm an entrepreneur, so I own a few businesses, and seeing one-on-one clients is becoming more and more rare for me, and I felt bad about that, actually. I wanted to be able to continue to help people in a meaningful way, but time just is not permissive of that sometimes. I can only see a couple people a week, and that's kind of it, right? And so that was my biggest motivation, is I wanted to continue to do the therapy work outside of one-on-one sessions.
That's fantastic, because you can reach more people through your book.
Yeah, and they can go back and reread it and look at different chapters and rework different things, because, I mean, we're always growing and evolving. There's different levels to life, right? It's kind of like whack-a-mole. You hit one down and then another one pops up, then you hit one down and another one pops up.
Yes, and your book offers these simple and practical tools and techniques, and your book also really highlights tools for happiness and success that so many are seeking. And you really help, as you say, liberate people, help people liberate themselves as well.
Yeah, and helping them on who they are instead of the programming that they were living within. And for a lot of your listeners that are working on writing and creating books and projects and things like that, it's like, okay, this could be perfect, right? Because it allows you to really get to the truth of you, and then, and especially the chapter on judgment, because if you can really understand that when somebody's pointing a finger at you, there's three more pointing back at them, and that it's just a mere reflection of an opinion, and that you can stop listening so much or putting so much weight on so many people's opinions, aka these judgments, and you can allow yourself to listen more strongly to the voice that is truly inside.
Fantastic. And as you say, peeling back the layers, because there's so much of us that we're unaware of.
Yes.
Well, Christina, when you wrote this book, what did you hope readers would take away?
I hope that readers would take away a new, fresh perspective on the possibilities of life and what is possible for themselves.
That's so self-empowering. Because, Christina, many people don't know where to begin, and your book is a highly comprehensive one that makes people more aware, and it inspires personal growth and transformation on easily achievable goals. So that's really great.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, what impact would you like to see your book have in the world?
Oh, that's a big question. The impact that I'd like to see the book have is, I hope the readers that buy the book, read the book, have this paradigm shift. They see the possibilities and they start to take action after seeing and noticing those possibilities, and that there are shifts, sometimes small shifts and major shifts in their life, and they want to spread that on to the people that they love and care about, and it creates this ripple effect. Maybe it's one of those books that people just buy for other people when they're having a hard time or when they're going through something, and I would love to see that be kind of like The Alchemist or The Celestine Prophecy or something like that. I would like it to be this book that, you know, or Chicken Soup for the Soul, like something where people like, hey, this is a book that this is really going to help you during this time. And so it kind of becomes this pass it forward.
Yes, that's spectacular, making your book accessible to all with your knowledge and wisdom. And your work is so important, not only individually, but to help really create this ripple effect for change, as you indicated, for the betterment of society as a whole, and we really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you. We can only take it so far, and we'll see what unfolds, but, I mean, the feedback so far has been pretty good with that.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, Christina, how can listeners connect with you?
They can connect with me either through my Healing Creative Center, liberateyourself.com, and then there's Liberate Yourself on Instagram and Facebook and all of those kind of platforms. But also I have a personal website, christinadam.com, and Christina's without an H, so C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, Dam, D-A-M.com. Those are like the two major ways and outlets. And then there's ways to contact via email and stuff on those sites.
Well, Christina, that's really great because we really need people like you who are here to make a difference in the world. And thank you so much for being here. We know that your book will certainly make an impact in the world, and we really appreciate you being here and the generosity of your time and wisdom.
Oh, thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here today, and thank you so much for having me.
And thank you to all of our listeners for joining us today. And until next time, have a wonderful week.